We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
Friends, today we consider the question, by whose authority? By whose authority do you worship God? By whose authority do you seek to please God? I would like to read to you a statement from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, beginning with verse 23. And when he came into the temple, the chief priests and elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority dost thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one question, which if you will tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or from men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why then do you not believe him? But if we shall say from men, we fear the multitude, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, we know not. Now, my friends, there must be authority in religion. By whose authority do we practice our religion? By whose authority do you practice the religion that you practice? Surely it is important that we understand the necessity of authority. Authority in government. Authority in weights and measurements and time and what have you. Authority is essential. Who is the authority in religion? First, I invite your attention to the reading of other texts from the Bible, and especially Matthew 28:18 and Colossians 3:17. To his disciples, Jesus said, all authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Paul, directed by Christ, declared, and whatsoever ye do in word or in deed, do all in the name of, and that means by the authority of, the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I wish to emphasize the authority of the Bible in religion, because this must be our authority, because we certainly believe that God is the author of the Bible. I declare in the beginning of this study, if all religious, respected people today would respect the authority of the Bible, there would not be the confusion of denominationalism and sectarianism in the religious world that we have. The fact that there are so many denominations, or even anti-denominations, is evidence of the fact that men do not all respect God's authority. Note, ladies and gentlemen, the confusion and division that exists in religion today is not because men cannot understand the Bible alike. The trouble is, men will not accept God's appointed authority in religious matters. When we come to respect the divine authority and accept it as such, divisions will have been eliminated. All governments have their respective heads, and the authority is vested in the head of the government. In a kingdom, with that of a king. The authority of an empire and that of the old-time emperor. The authority of the state, the governor. By inheritance, election, or appointment, the people delegate authority to the head of their government. The authority is vested in the head. The authority in the kingdom of Christ is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of His kingdom. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 13 through 15, it is said, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Christ, the Son of God, is the only potentate, the very King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the King in His kingdom. Therefore, He has all authority in heaven and on earth. In Ephesians 1:22, Paul declared that Christ was the head over all things to the church, which is His body. The body of Christ is His church. He is the head of His body, the church. All authority, therefore, in the church is in Christ, the head of the church. And whatever we do in word or deed, the apostle declared, we are to do so by the authority of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening? There is no authority in the church of itself or in his kingdom except that which emanates from Christ the head. He has, by inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than any of the angels in heavenly places, and is a name that is above every name that is named. As you read in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, and Philippians 2, 9 and 10. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby man can be saved, as is stated in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. There is no other authority, only by Christ's authority. By whose authority? If our religion is acceptable unto God, it must be by the authority of Christ. As stated in this verse, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby man can be saved. Beloved, there is not even a trace of divine authority among men that did not come from Christ, directly or indirectly. Regardless of all the claims of individuals or bodies of individuals, there is no divine authority except from Christ. By whose authority? The authority of Christ. There are men today who claim such divine authority from Christ, some claiming direct authority from God in heaven. But my friends, these are false claims. As far as I know, all religious leaders admit that the apostles chosen by Christ had authority directly from Christ. Christ, as I've already pointed out, had all authority. He claimed that himself. The last words just before he returned to the Father in heaven, revealed in Matthew 28, all authority and power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Christ has that authority, none other. But he delegated authority to the apostles and commissioned them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Never did the authority come from the apostles, but the apostles received the authority from Christ. Never was there anything even akin to succession of authority. My friends, nothing has done so much to blind the eyes of men and create unbelief and mysticism as authority in religion. Priests of the papacy and founders of religious sects may claim succession of authority from the apostles, even back to the apostle Peter, claimed to have been the first pope. But such claims are without scriptural foundation and in contradiction to historical facts. Christ has all authority. All authority and power in heaven and on earth. By whose authority do we serve God today? The Lord said, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all by the authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I beg you to consider this matter of authority because it's so important to the salvation of our souls. Jesus Christ certainly has all authority and power in religion. There can be one fold and there can be one shepherd. You will find that affirmation made in John chapter 10 and verse 16. Christ is called the chief shepherd. The original word from which the word chief comes is the word for arch. Christ is the head of the church, therefore is the arch shepherd or archbishop of his church. There is no other archbishop or arch shepherd in the Lord's kingdom. The Lord himself is the only archbishop or chief shepherd for religion. He has no successors on earth. Claims to the contrary are claims of Antichrist. The apostles were the chosen ambassadors of Christ, as affirmed of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:19 and 20. They were personally called and sent by the Lord. By whose authority do we worship God today? You know, you read in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 29, even the enemies of Christ and the opponents of our Lord acknowledge that he taught as one having authority. The divine authority from Christ was established by the divine working and guidance of the Holy Spirit, who guided the apostles in all truth as delivered from the Lord. Matthew 16, verse 13. But the apostles had no successors. That is not even a hint to the need of successors to the apostles. Christ, by the Holy Spirit, guided them into all truth, and that truth was written and confirmed as the Word of God. It is the divine book, the Bible. There is no divine truth for man not revealed in the Bible. I'll make that statement again. Are you listening? There is no divine truth for man not revealed in the Bible. To claim divine authority by succession or otherwise is to deny the authority of Christ and His apostles. There can be but one of two conclusions about this matter. One, men who claim to be successors of the apostles are ignorant of the authority of Christ and do not know what it means to presume to be successors of the apostles. Or two, such is the claim of impostors who set themselves forth as false apostles and anti-Christ. And the Bible speaks about that. In 2 Corinthians 11, 13-14, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, Satan himself fashioneth himself into an angel of light." Ladies and gentlemen, our religion, if acceptable unto God, must be by the divine authority of Christ, and that authority delegated by Him to His apostles. For this divine authority, we cannot go back to any man or any group of men on this earth. We must go back to the Bible, the New Testament, all the way back to the Bible. Christ and His apostles. There's no authority in any man or group of men in what be taught or practiced in religion except that authority that emanates from Christ and the apostles revealed in the New Testament. Paul the Apostle declared that the word taught by him was not from man. Now keep in mind, this was during the days of miraculous manifestations from God. And here the Apostle in Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 and 12 made the affirmation that what he taught, he did not receive it from man, but from the revelation of the Holy Spirit from God. Furthermore, he made it known that no man nor angel dare pervert the gospel preached by the apostles. This is what he said. "Though we are an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any other gospel than that which we preached unto you, let him be accursed." Galatians chapter 1 and verse 8. Ladies and gentlemen, that is apostolic authority. That is, there is no authority except that of the apostles from Christ, the Son of God. By whose authority? By the authority of Christ, if acceptable to God. Any man or group of men who may claim succession of authority stand accursed before God, according to this inspired writing. The only authority in this world is the established and confirmed Word of God, preached by Christ and His apostles, the teachings of the New Testament. It is the divine authority of God, and the only authority of God. My friends, when men will decide to accept and abide by the authority of the New Testament, the divine teaching of Christ and His apostles, I state again, the divisions that exist in the realm of religion will vanish away. It is sad indeed today that there are many hundreds of creeds and disciplines that govern the lives of thousands and thousands of honest and sincere souls, when all should be governed by the divine authority of Christ revealed only in the Bible. You know something? The Bible only always made Christians only. Did you ever think about that? I repeat that. The Bible only always made Christians only. You know why? Because those people submitted to the authority of Christ and only His authority. Nobody else. But when you institute the authority of men, doctrines and commandments and dogmas of men, you have a divided situation in religion. By whose authority? By the authority of Christ. During the early days of the church, when men submitted only to the authority of Christ and His apostles, you know, there was but one church, the Lord's church. Jesus said, even before His church was built, "I will build my church." That was before denominationalism ever came into existence. Ladies and gentlemen, read your New Testament from the first verse to the last verse. and you will observe the absence of the identity of modern denominationalism. The very spirit of denominationalism was condemned by Christ and his apostles. By whose authority? The authority of Christ or the authority of men? Let me tell you something. The Lord made it very clear that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. And then the Lord pictures the judgment day to come. And he said, in that day there shall be those who will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name, teach in thy name? Did we not do many mighty works in thy name? Did we not cast out devils or demons in thy name? And then shall I profess unto them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, for I never knew you. You know what? I don't want to be among that number who will be banished from the presence of God in the judgment day. There are going to be some disappointed preachers there. That's what the Lord said. Who will say, Lord, Lord, we did many good works. We taught in your name. But the Lord replies, you just never did submit to my authority. You never did do the will of the Father. May I repeat his word? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. By whose authority? From God or from man? There is only one, ladies and gentlemen, and that